Welcome to the D&D Morning Show in the park.
Cue the music.
Dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun.
I guess I've just accepted that that's our music.
War down. Morning, guys. Hopefully you guys had a fantastic night's sleep and ready to take on the day.
Oh, boy.
And the week.
He's getting all deep on us. How about we start with the fun fact?
All right.
You're talking about the fun fact today.
Oh, boy.
He just stops. All right.
Usually it's Dorothy. You're the Julie like, mwah, mwah, mwah.
Oh, please. You love the sound of my voice. It's very angelic.
Oh, my God.
Soft.
Serenades me as I try to get through life.
Rude. He'll pay for that later.
All right. So, fun fact is Dorothy crossing streets. Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, Drew. Our little kitty's back.
Oh, well, just let him hang out.
Okay. Dorothy crossing the street.
Dorothy got a little distracted, kitty cat.
The true form kitty.
Butterfly.
Whiskers.
He came here yesterday and worked out with us.
He did.
You guys see him?
All right.
Okay, fun fact. Let's not get distracted here. Focus your powers.
Fun fact is Dorothy crossing the street. If the walk sign, Dorothy, stay with us here.
I had to pay attention to Whiskers, the true form kitty.
All right.
Okay.
So Dorothy crossing the street is much like her paying attention to anything right now, because there's a cat in the way. But anyways, so if the walk sign doesn't say walk, she does not want to walk. And it's not safe. And it takes me to drag her across the street. So it could be in the middle of the night or let's say 10, 11 in the evening.
When are we up that late?
There's no cars on the road and the sign says stop. And Dorothy's like, we shouldn't go.
It's true.
This is breaking the rules. And I'm like, there's no cars. We can go.
But the police station is the main intersection that we cross here. The police station is right there, and I'm like, they'll see us. We're breaking the law.
No, and then so if we get a walk sign, we can walk at the walk sign. But I think we all know the walk sign is 2.5 seconds, and then it starts giving you that flashing hand sign. So that flashing hand sign to Dorothy means you can't walk. We don't walk. It doesn't say walk. It says stop. Right?
That's right.
And then it goes to the actual hand that says stop, which means you don't begin walking. But to Dorothy, that means no. We have to run across the street.
I get very serious about my walk sign. Drew gets a little annoyed sometimes because I stand there and I'm like, nope, not walking.
Well,
it doesn't say to walk. Not walking.
Well, it sometimes drives me a bit crazy because We're on this side of the street, and there's this main kind. It's called the PCH, Pacific Coast
Highway.
Thank you. And it's a main strip. It should be a highway, but it's on side streets kind of. And it takes a while because the main traffic goes that way. So if you don't catch it at the right time, Dorothy won't walk. So we gotta stand there for 10 minutes.
And I said, Drew, what else is there to do?
I'm
all the time in the world.
This is crazy that this a random stray cat is just hanging out with us right now.
I don't know if he's a stray. He's
pretty,
awfully clean.
He's pretty friendly. Anyways, that's our fun fact. It's I suppose it should be us not being able to pay attention. but if the thing that says doesn't say walk, so if we miss it, so sometimes it's just, I think it's an accident. It's a flaw in the system where it doesn't always go to the walk sign. It just flips to the flashing hand. And I'm like, Dorothy, we can go, because this is green, all the cars are driving this way, but our walk sign doesn't pop up. So Dorothy's like, nope, we can't go.
Doesn't say walk.
And I'm like, nah! Anyways, that's what we got.
That's the fun fact. Walk on the walk sign, guys.
Dorothy still doesn't love when I bring up the topic of we should just walk. All right,
let's get into our main topic today.
What is it?
We're talking about letting go of guilt.
Huh?
I thought he would have something to say about that, but he just stared at me. But it's so important. We talk about the body, we talk about eating, we talk about exercising, working out, we talk about healthy food, but rarely do we consider the mind, right? So important.
Emotions.
It's the other piece of the puzzle, right? Body, mind, right? Body, mind. explore together.
Exploring mind and body.
There you go. And the reason, well, I'll let you talk now. You haven't talked yet.
Well, it's, you know, I think many times that we don't realize that that guilt does more damage than the meal, for example. Right. Let's say you go out and you have like a super unhealthy type of pizza. Because we're under the impression that you can make clean, healthy, or make better choices with pizza, for example. Mm-hmm. But let's just say everything goes, falls apart, and you go and you have 8 pieces of pizza, and you have a whole bag of chips and some pop, and you just feel horrible. Like, if you could let go after that moment, you would be so much better off instead of hanging on to that guilt for forever, for days and weeks and months later, because that guilt does more damage than the action of having that pizza, chips, and pop.
You got to move on. I talk about this lots in my with my clients in coaching sessions, is you just have to put that moment in the past and move on from there, because it's not going to change anything. Continually dwelling on what happened isn't going to change what happened. The only thing you can do is move forward, right? In that moment, is instead of, like I was saying, instead of dwelling on what happened, do something more productive, more positive, by planning for how you're going to prepare your next meal, or how you're going to live this week or this day, instead of going in the past. You can't change what happened. You can only move forward and plan for what's to come.
Yeah, we did a past show on where's your focus.
Yeah.
Like, what is your focus on? So if your focus is on all the bad things that you've done, I mean, that's with anything in life. I mean, if we focused on all the bad things that we've done in our life on a consistent basis, that's not a positive way to move forward or to get better and improve in life, especially when it comes to nutrition or exercise. Like, I missed that workout, or I didn't work hard for that workout, or I didn't make the right nutrition choices. Mm-hmm. If we don't focus on the future and planning and getting back on track, then we're just going to be weighed down by all this negative emotions and that guilt that causes so many internal issues on our body.
And another good exercise to practice too is finding the good in every situation. So for example, if you were away on the weekend and you had some so-called cheat meals, instead of like focusing on what you didn't do well, find the things you did do well. Maybe you got in lots of water. Maybe you walked every day. Maybe you chose a salad at a supper meal. So find those good things. And I encourage people to actually write it down, like make a list, the things I did well or the things I'm proud of, and write it down. And because then you can actually see like a list of what you did positive. Just let go of that negative stuff and find the positive in each situation.
Yeah, it doesn't do any good for you. So just let it go and move on. And I think that, you know, writing those lists like you're talking about, or finding those, find something.
Yes.
Like, find, a lot of times we're like, oh, I didn't do anything right. It was all horrible.
There's always something.
Like the whole weekend went out the window. Like, no, it didn't. Like, just try to find things that you've done, did okay. Maybe not perfect, but make an effort. Because a lot of times that if we make that effort, like, oh, I did that okay.
Yeah.
Then you think of something, because your mind changes. If we focus on the negative, more negative things come.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could find some positive things, more positive things become like, oh, I did that well. Or
it's like the quote in our last show.
What quote is that?
It was about letting go of negative emotions so you can attract positive emotions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Same thing, letting go of negative situations or negative feelings to let in the positive ones.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have anything else? Do we have a recipe?
Recipe was the monster sandwich.
Oh, that's today?
That's today.
Oh, the monster sandwich is something special.
Mm-hmm. So the most difficult thing about the monster sandwich is finding a good quality bread.
Mm.
You talk about bread
Indeed.
For a minute, Drew. I'll let you talk first.
Oh, thank you. Well, I mean, bread is, we're under the impression that bread is a low quality product.
Mm-hmm.
So it usually has tons of ingredients, it's highly processed, it's just not what it is today, what it used to be when we had homemade, when grandma used to make it, or when you could go to bakeries on every corner to get fresh, good quality types of products, ingredients. And so we need to pay attention to what we're having. Now, we go to a farmer's market, mm-hmm. and where we are now, and they have this delicious onion dill sourdough bread. And it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the way bread used to be. Mm-hmm. And people still want to hold on to that.
Like, yeah.
I can still have bread because it used to be a cleaner type of nutrient mm-hmm. or product, and it's not anymore. So. Mm-hmm. We have to read ingredients, we have to look at name brands, and we have to find good quality breads because that's the very base, that's the core of our Monster sandwich.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This sourdough dill bread, though, insane. And I think there's 4 or 5 ingredients. Yeah. That's it. It's delicious. And we know the lady that bakes it, too. It's so wonderful. But anyway, back to the sandwich. It's so simple, so easy. And what I like about it the most is that there is a recipe, but you can really make it your own. So even in the family, if you have children, or like, each sandwich can be customized to each child's likes or each person in your family's likes. It doesn't have to be a uniform recipe, which I like really much.
Really much.
Really much.
All right, maybe you should get into
it. No, I'll get into the sandwich. So 2 slices of bread. On one side you put hummus, on the other side you put avocado slices, and then you just load it up with veggies. I like to put my veggies on the hummus side. So lettuce, cucumber slices, tomato slices, peppers, pickles. We suggest buying or making, if you have homemade pickles, it's the best. Because when you go to the grocery store and look at pickle ingredients, not very good. So try your best to find homemade pickles if you can, or really, really dig deep and look at those ingredients.
Yeah, pickles are a tough one.
Yeah.
The same thing with hummus, though. Like, hummus is hard to find, but we recommend making your own.
Sometimes we put olives on our sandwich. Drew's in this caper stage, so he's putting capers on everything. I like capers. I don't mind them, but I'm not in love with them like Drew. So there's an example. Drew puts the capers on the sandwich. Me, not so much.
Mustard is another one of my favorites. Mm. Like a nice Dijon mustard.
Yeah, nice quality mustard, because again, mustard, gotta look at the ingredients. Yeah.
Especially like Yellow 5, that's an MSG you want to stay away from.
Stay away from that. There's a certain brand you might want to stay away from.
Oh, yeah.
Starts with an H, ends in an Eins.
Oh, you're something else.
Anyway, that's a monster sandwich. You put the two together, the 2 slices, smoosh them down, because the veggies on ours is like this thick. So we smoosh it down and cut in half and chomp in.
I suppose it's a veggie monster sandwich.
Yeah, veggie monster sandwich, yeah.
So that's art. It's delicious. My mouth is watering.
Me too.
Talking about it.
Me too.
We have a quote?
We do.
What you got?
The greatest wealth is health. Ooh. Look at that. Quote was right up here. Just came out. The greatest wealth is health.
You know, the thing is, many of us, I don't think we realize how important our health is. Mm. We're focused on finances or, you know, credit cards and how much money we're making, and then we don't consider like all the money we're spending. But I don't think any of that matters when it comes to our health.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we're focused on how much healthy food costs, but we don't realize like how much that healthy food is improving our health, mm-hmm. and how much more important that is than financial wealth, but our overall wealth to live a healthy, happy mm-hmm. lifestyle.
And I always think about it as, you know, when the topic comes up, well, eating healthy costs so much. I think I can pay now or I can pay later, right? Like, there's always a trade-off, right? So that's how my brain works.
So pay now and find some good healthy food.
That's right.
You know, I think when it comes to like getting good quality food and energizing your body, you can't put a price on that.
No.
To feel great about yourself, to have confidence. You can't put a price on how much increased confidence there is, because you'll feel great by eating great.
Mm-hmm.
And after we have a good clean meal, like, wow, I feel fantastic. Mm-hmm. We often say, like, I feel like a plant.
Yes.
We know it's a great meal if you feel like energized afterwards. Many times we have like a big meal and it's like low quality food, and after we're like lay on the couch and be like, ugh, just watch TV.
Yeah.
After you eat, you should be energized. So
think about that. Put that in the back of the brain. In the brain. Logging in there. Okay, we gotta shut this down. I'm getting a little crazy now.
The longer we go, the crazier Dorothy gets.
It's all day long. This doesn't stop.
Non-stop. All right, guys, thanks for being here on the morning show. Always appreciate you coming in to see what we have.
Yeah, thanks for checking it out, and we'll catch you on the next show.
See you guys.
See ya.